Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brain Boost. Quick creative fixes. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, developing a mindful approach to decision making. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mindfulness. Sounds kinda woo-woo, right? But trust me on this one, folks. It's not about chanting or meditating in a cave, although those things can be great too. This is about bringing a little more awareness and intention to the choices we make every single day. Because let's face it, life throws a lot of decisions our way, from what to eat for breakfast to whether to take that new job opportunity. And making those calls with a clear head and an open heart can seriously level up your game. So how do we actually pull this off? Let me give you 5 killer tips to start weaving mindfulness into your decision-making process. First things first, slow down. We live in a world that screams faster, faster, faster. But when it comes to decisions, hitting the brakes can be a game changer. Take a deep breath, step back from the chaos, and give yourself time to truly process what's on the table. Don't just react impulsively, think things through. You know that feeling when you make a quick decision and later regret it? Yeah, let's avoid that, right? Next up, listen to your gut. Ever heard that phrase, trust your instincts? Well, there's actually science behind it. Our intuition is a powerful tool, often picking up on subtle cues and patterns we might not even consciously register. So, pay attention to those little nudges, a feeling of excitement, hesitation, or maybe even a gut-wrenching no way. It's often your inner compass guiding you in the right direction. Now, gather all the facts. I'm not saying become a data nerd, but having a good understanding of the situation is crucial. Think about the potential consequences, both positive and negative, of each option. Research if needed, talk to people who might have insights, and make sure you're basing your decision on solid ground, not just gut feeling alone, although gut feeling is important. Remember, values are key. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your life? When faced with a tough choice, ask yourself which option aligns best with your values. This can help you stay true to yourself and make decisions that feel authentic and fulfilling. It's like having a personal compass, always pointing you towards what's truly important. Finally, don't be afraid to experiment. Life is a journey of learning and growth, right? So don't be afraid to try things out, even if they seem risky or unconventional. Embrace the power of what if, and remember, even if a decision doesn't turn out as planned, it's an opportunity to learn and adjust course. Here's a real-world example that hits home for me. Imagine you're offered 2 different job opportunities. One seems super stable and secure, the other is more exciting but comes with more uncertainty. You could easily get caught up in analysing the pros and cons of each role, endlessly researching salary data, and overthinking it all. But instead, try this. Close your eyes for a minute, take a deep breath, and connect with your values. What truly matters to you? Is it stability, creativity, personal growth, or something else entirely? Once you've got that clarity, you can start making a decision that feels aligned with who you are, not just what looks good on paper. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to bring mindfulness into your decision-making process. Remember, it's all about slowing down, listening to your gut, gathering information, staying true to your values, and embracing the power of experimentation. It's a journey, not a destination, so be patient with yourself, keep learning, and trust that you've got this. And as always, I want to hear from you guys. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to making decisions? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay creative, stay curious, and keep boosting that brain power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.